are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in this wonderful, it's sunny day in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with a person who has a very sunny disposition, Illinois Credit Union's very own Tom Kane. How are you, Tom?
Good, doing fine.
So. Good, how's the show going? I'm kind of asking everybody, how's the show going?
What do you want to take away? Oh, it's terrific. I ran into Todd Spasinski, who kind of puts it on, and I was telling him that it's just a terrific thing. Just all the feedback I get from the Illinois delegation and just other people is just like one of the best ever.
It's a good show. This is a good show. Yeah. I call it the big family reunion. So we all kind of get together in this.
Well, I was just with the Crasher for breakfast, and he said, "So how is this different?" And I said, "Well, first of all, we have the president, a former president. Yeah. We never had that before, right. So that one's going to be pretty hard to top." Yeah. So that was
indeed.
Very cool.
Indeed, indeed. Very cool. Hey, let's talk about something else that's really hot right now: ADA.
Right.
Litigation. What's the latest that you guys are hearing in your neck of the woods?
Well, and that's become a really, really hot topic. I think in the compliance area, it's probably the hottest topic of all right now.
Yep.
And it's hit Illinois. We estimated from an informal survey about 40% of the credit unions in Illinois have been hit with the demand letter that they've gotten.
40%?
Yeah.
Tom, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And so it's a demand letter that they're getting from this firm and saying that your website's not in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the credit unions are kind of wondering, what are they going to do with this? Because it's not something, and then the boards of directors get nervous because it's just not something that they're used to seeing.
Right.
And you get a letter from a lawyer demanding something and saying that you're out of compliance. And the difficult thing on this is that the ADA legislation that was put in place a long time ago doesn't mention websites. There's no law that really guides what credit unions should be doing on that.
Yeah.
And since there's no law that specifically addresses this, the Department of Justice is the one that actually has the regulatory authority over the ADA.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have guidelines that they've produced. So typically, I'm a league president, so we get questions all the time with our compliance group. What do we need to do for this particular thing or that particular thing? And we can pull out the law. We can pull out guidelines and the regulations that have been provided and say, this is what you need to do to comply.
Right.
In this specific instance, there is no law that directly addresses it, and there's no guidelines. So it's kind of the credit unions are looking at it, okay, I can just sort of pay these people off to go away, hopefully.
Right.
But
right.
They won't go away because they can turn around
and
demand again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they can do that, they can ignore it, or they can decide to fight it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a credit union, and what's also then happened is the follow-up lawsuits. So some people that have decided, not to pay it off or whatever but we've gotten one credit union in particular in Illinois right now that is dealing with a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Small, closed field of membership. I looked at the lawsuit, who the plaintiff is, really would have no opportunity to ever belong to that credit union.
Well, then there's your out.
We're hoping.
Hoping.
So I think tomorrow we're going to be filing what they call an amicus brief, which is a friend of the court brief.
Yeah.
Working with CUNA very closely on this.
Mm-hmm.
So CUNA and the Illinois Credit Union League will be filing this amicus brief on behalf of this credit union. So we're hoping that, like a couple of other cases, this will just get dismissed and hopefully send the message.
Well, set a precedent for the rest.
Yes, we're hoping. And send a message to this law firm that in Illinois, we're going to fight all these things.
Good for you.
I've talked to our board and said this is going to cost us a few bucks. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is something we need to kind of step forward and do so.
I think, like you said, they're just going to keep coming back. And if you pay them, I mean, this is just me talking.
Right.
But if you pay them, you just enable that. And you go, oh, hey, okay, here's a little revenue stream for us, you know?
And so, and unlike a class action lawsuit, which if those get settled, then you kind of get it taken care of.
Right.
This one is, they can find a new plaintiff. Another law firm could come out of wherever.
Yeah.
So so for us, this is sort of like, and CUNA is right there with us on this. It's like, okay, this is how we have to attack this.
Right.
And we are going to go on the offensive on this. Because between all the states and CUNA and CUNA Mutual as the insurer on this, there's a lot of resources there that we can.
Oh, no doubt.
And then, credit unions aren't the only industry they've hit.
Oh, yeah.
But they're one of the few ones that there's a lot of closed field memberships. So I'm not sure that this law firm really understood that the plaintiffs who they're getting can't even belong to those.
Right.
So they don't even have standing.
Well, then they should know who they're going after.
Well,
you know?
It's funny. I was looking through this lawsuit. So this credit union is a very small. It's under $20 million, right? And they have the lawsuit talks about that this credit union has made millions of dollars off of their website, you know, without making it compliant and all that sort of thing. And I tell you, the credit union last year's revenue wasn't even close to $1 million.
Really?
And it was less than half of $1 million.
They're not even doing their homework.
So no, you can tell it's just a form letter, which is one of the things, you know, they're just cranking these things out.
Yeah. Shotgunning them out, basically.
Yeah, it's a three-person credit union, so it's...
Oh my gosh.
So what they're demanding is, you know, a quarter of what their net income was last year. So it's ridiculous, you know. But what they're trying to do is pick on the smaller credit unions that may not have the resources to be able to fight it.
Yeah.
And so then they'll just settle. So anyway,
if you guys can set a precedent, though, to where, okay, this person is not eligible to join this credit union, then that will hopefully cover the smaller credit unions who may not have the resources to do that. So that's, I mean, it's a hopeful message.
Right.
It's nothing set in stone, like you said. So, but it's hopeful because we had Kaufman and Knowles attorneys in here yesterday, and they're representing credit unions here in Virginia, and they've had two or three successful cases where the members say, "Hey, well, this person's not eligible," and it's and it's gotten dismissed. So that's a little bit of a good thing for you guys.
Absolutely. And we're hoping, you know, that's the way courts are done, right? It's based on precedent, and certain districts look at what other districts have done. There's, you know, the facts of cases differ and the makeup of courts differ, but we're hoping that there will be enough wins. This is, you know, the CUNA's got their tagline of 360-degree advocacy, right? So typically, though, I think when people have thought about CUNA, the leagues or whatever, it's been through, you know, the state houses or with Congress or the regulatory agencies. Mm-hmm. What we're finding, though, is it's becoming more and more about court action.
Really?
You know, whether it be, I mean, we joined in, we run a court, I'm president of LSC, so we ran a cards program, and we do a bunch of cards programs for 2,300 credit unions across the country. And so we joined in with the Experian class action lawsuit. We were part of the Home Depot action. So what we're finding then is 360 is including legal action, you know, that either we're on the one side of it, you know, as something like this, you know, there's some class actions that have been done against credit unions related to overdraft protection. Mm-hmm. So we're finding this, we're needing to jump into the courts to settle some of this stuff, which isn't the ideal way. What you'd like to be able to do is pass a law. What you'd like to be able to do is deal with the regulator to scale back some of the onerous regulations that have been put in place. But we're finding, though, all of a sudden, the courts have been increasingly involved in these things, and so we need to be that way too.
Which is kind of unfortunate, though, you know?
It is. It's
expensive, it's time consuming, and there are better things to do than deal with these frivolous lawsuits that are happening.
But I think it's you know, the phrase new normal gets used all the time, but I think that is becoming a new normal, it's an increasingly litigious society and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I would recommend to all credit unions, though, there is a guideline, so it's the, you know, the web content accessibility guidelines that have been put out there that, while not, won't 100% necessarily protect people, because it's not something that's in the law, it's not something that's in the regulations. There's the 2.0 version of that, which kind of lays out what a credit union needs to do in order to be accessible for you know, for anybody with disabilities, right? So that's what we're really hoping, that credit unions will get to that point. What we don't want to end up having happen is credit unions get sued because they haven't gotten there yet. Particularly small credit unions.
Right.
It's a big expense for them. People have to sometimes wait for core processors, whatever, to update their systems.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while to get there. But I would recommend that all credit unions start that process.
Are they giving them, like, hey, you have 30 days to get compliant, or you have 90 days or whatever? It's like, this is happening right now, whether you like it or not.
There's no cure period.
Really?
It's sort of like, because the one that I was talking about, the small credit union in Illinois, they went to their core processor and pushed them, and they are now at that guidelines.
Right.
but they're claiming the harm happened before that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So that's one of the things we're looking to do actually in the state of Illinois is provide for a cure period there.
Yeah,
so
no
doubt. If you are notified by a member about something that's you're not that you're compliant or your website may not be compliant on, that you had given some time period to remedy that. So that's kind of our hopefully be part of a solution in Illinois that we're looking to do. So.
Oh my goodness. Wow. What a topic. What a topic. It doesn't sound like it's going away anytime soon.
No. Unfortunately, there is no, I mean, with the Congress the way it is right now, I don't see that there's going to be a law passed. Yeah. And the Department of Justice a month or so ago kind of said they had some regulations in the works, and you know the new regulatory scheme is not to increase regulations.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
They were like, we're bowing out of this. So I think it is going to end up being the courts, and it's going to be case by case across the country.
Same thing, very individual. Yeah.
And my hope is what will happen is some of the law firms will just do a cost benefit and just say, you know what, it's not worth fighting credit unions on this. You know, I hope they go away completely,
but
certainly hope they go away from credit unions and decide, you know, let's go after these merchants, let's go after whomever. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I hear they're hitting the banking community pretty hard too. So
really anybody with a website, right?
That has
consumers, you know, that are trying to get on there. I mean, again, that's why credit unions are a little different with, you know, there's some of them that have community charters and that kind of thing, but there's still a lot of credit unions that have a relatively closed field of membership. So, you know, that's one of the things that I guess maybe they didn't take into consideration carefully when they got into this.
That's almost the kind of humorous side of it. I mean,
yeah.
If there is any humor in here, that's kind of the humorous side of it.
Because they look at this
homework,
stuff. and they're not at all, obviously. Yeah. This is sort of a just cranking them out.
Yeah.
So
put a stamp on it, mail it, and hope something happens. So,
exactly. So this has all of a sudden become a big issue. I mean, we, you know, obviously just do all the other stuff that leagues do. I obviously do the... bring a big group out. We got 85 people here from Illinois, so I got a big contingency here, and we'll be doing our hike on Wednesday, so I'm looking forward to that.
And wear comfortable shoes, like
we
said.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Do a lot of walking that day.
Indeed.
So.
Tom, well, thank you so much for hanging out with us and
giving
us the latest on the ADA stuff, and good luck tomorrow. Have fun tomorrow and getting your message across, and it's always good to...
I mean, I love the message tomorrow. I mean, hopefully we'll get our lawsuit or our friend of the court brief in there. So I'm looking forward to that and being able to tell our legislators that, you know, in Illinois we're taking up the fight.
This is what's going on.
Yep.
Right on.
Exactly.
Well, keep stirring it up.
Thanks,
keep fighting the good fight. All right, Tom. Thank you very much.